All right, we're live. So, yes, the name of the podcast is American Riddle. And I went with that. Basically, I went with that just because I don't want to put myself in a corner or put us into a corner where we're down the road if subject matters change or if the whole outlet of the podcast changes. I don't want to be like the movie guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then you really pigeonhole us.
Yeah. So that's bad news. And, you know, I don't want to be the movie guys and then I fire you and it's the movie guy or something like that.
Why is he always talking about what's happened in the New York Times front page? I thought this was about movies.
So,
you couldn't do that then.
So I went with American Riddle. And American Riddle, just to give you a little backstory, it was one of the first films that I ever made, a little independent film I made called American Riddle.
I've heard of it.
But you're the one.
I don't think you've seen it. I saw it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. So that was my first introduction to actually editing, getting into film and actually putting it out there for the public. So
your very own THX, if you will.
What are you talking about?
Because, like George Lucas's first movie, THX.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't even want to get into George Lucas right now.
Oh, okay.
But I've got some words about him. But anyway, so that's American Riddle. The majority of stuff we're going to talk about is social media, how it's linked to connect with people. I just like that whole aspect of connecting, using Facebook or Twitter to reach people, whether I'm promoting a film or whether I'm, doing a podcast. Not so much taking pictures of my food or, if you're in the club and you're taking pictures of, have you seen this? Where they take pictures of liquor with fire?
Oh.
You haven't seen that?
Well, I mean, I've heard of people lighting liquor on fire. Like, they used to, the Flaming Dr. Pepper, it was like a classic drink, but they banned it from all these bars in New York.
No, they will be in a party. I recently filmed a party, and I was out during the filming, and the people had champagne, and they had, cognac with sparklers in it. Now, I don't know.
It wasn't on fire, though. It was just sparklers in it, and the
it was
liquor
on
itself.
The side with the bottle open. Now tell me if you've seen this, because couldn't that blow up?
I mean, it has to be pretty high proof, because it's alcohol and water.
It seems like a very bad combination, especially with drunk people holding it. I was in a wine business for 15 years. It's just certain things you don't want to mix together, that's all.
Oh, hey, I'm Brandon, by the way.
Hey, that is Brandon, and I am...
I forgot. Guess we should introduce ourselves.
And I'm Malcolm,
well,
Malcolm Riddle, American Riddle. And it's not
what
American
you call
Brandon.
A cold, you call that a cold open, when no credits before you get right into it.
You're right, absolutely.
Yeah. You learn something.
Learn something every day. So we have a professional here, Brandon here.
Not at all. Do you want to say, film school dropout? That's more closer to what I am.
It's better than me. I'm a community college dropout, so... There you go. So we're both.
You don't need
dropouts.
Education to know things.
No,
that's true.
I still don't know anything because I'm trying to put this audio together, and I'm having a hell of a time making it match.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is recording, and hopefully you guys out there are listening to this, this back and forth that we're having, because I really want to connect with you guys and just let you guys in on what's going on. What's going on? It's going to be more of an extension of our minds. And to give you just a little piece. Again, like I said, I don't want to get too into, what we had for dinner last night or anything like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very interesting.
I don't think so. What did you have for dinner?
I had some pizza.
Pizza?
Got some. Yeah, there was some pizza from...
Kosher?
That my roommate got from DuPont or something, I think.
You may hear our engineer in the back.
Kosher.
She's not...
Yeah. That was late, too late.
Yeah, he didn't get that one, but... Anyway, you hear a bunch of giggling in the background. That's Miriam. We're broadcasting in a studio, which basically is a wine shop in Vienna, Virginia. A good buddy of mine owns, and I needed a quiet place. Our households are probably not the most quiet. I've got a bunch of kids and crazy people running around my house today. I had a funeral I had to go to today, which was...
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
I have a cat.
Yeah.
It's a... My responsibility is a cat.
Well, that's not bad. Well, how come we didn't go there?
We're working. I know. I'm clearly more interesting. Family deaths and I have a cat.
It was pretty bad. It was, but it was a good funeral. I mean, Why do people say that sometimes? It's a good funeral. What's a good funeral?
I don't know. I think, like, remembering somebody's life is good.
It was good, though. It was really good. A very close friend of the family. The only thing is I got distracted in the funeral because I'm sitting there, and I'm about three rows from the front. I don't know if this is good or bad to say, but I look up, and I see the junior high school coach that cut me from the basketball team. And I was this was really messing with me. He was fucking with me the whole time. I was looking at him the whole time, and I'm like, man, I wonder how my life would have panned out had I not been cut.
What if I just suplex him right now in the middle of all these people?
I didn't want to do all that. I'm not the violent type. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Well, right? Not violence. You just show him you know some techniques.
But suplexing and playing basketball. Unless I pulled out my basketball and started
I didn't know what coach he was.
It was basketball. I said basketball. I was from the basketball team, Brandon.
I assumed wrestling.
Jesus. So... You assumed, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to American Riddle. Really, really simple. I mean, a lot of stuff that I want to talk about is film, media, TV shows. There's a lot of stuff out there right now. Is it? Really? It's getting on my nerves.
It's a golden age of drama right now, I think.
Like what?
Well, I mean, got Shameless. I really like Shameless with William H. Macy.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's amazing. Based on a British one that's terrible, though.
What's the other film everyone's raving about? The one with the lady from Django.
The lady from Django.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see Django?
I didn't really like that movie.
You don't like Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. I knew. Yeah, we were going to bring this up. I don't like... I liked him at some point. Then I feel like I grew up and, you know, got a life and understood, you know... how derivative and boring a lot of his stuff is.
Can you believe that? I mean, seriously, we've had this debate.
I wanted to be truthful about it, though.
We've had this debate back and forth many times, and we only have a few minutes every time we talk about it.
And he's very talented. He's very talented. I think he wastes a lot of it, just sort of trying to be kitschy or something.
I disagree. I think that he is he's powerful. He does what he wants to do.
Yeah, so does Spike Lee.
Yeah, Spike makes okay movies. He doesn't make them on Tarantino's level.
No, I mean, but I'm saying, giving somebody free rein isn't always, the best way to do it because you end up with a guy who considers himself an auteur but, really has no talent and comes out with all these big movies with big-name people, but they're terrible.
I'll tell you what Tarantino, which makes him really, really unique, is that he takes a simple idea and he's able to create something almost out of... Something out of something because
it is something out of something. His art.
I was going to say something out of nothing.
Yeah, something out of homage. Like his art relies completely on referencing other things.
But that's the point. That's his point. He's not saying he even said with Django, he even brought the original Django in Django.
I mean, we're living in an era where everything he's referencing is essentially modern, or at least as old as the 70s or something. If you go back to some of his older films. In the future, I don't think they're going to be as... I don't think his movies have a timeless quality at all.
I beg to differ. We're going to have so much fun because, I tell you, Brandon and I are going to do kind of a take on Siskel and Ebert. I think I talked to you about this. Doing a review?
Mm-hmm. Ebert and Ropert, maybe?
I don't like Ropert. I never really... The
Siskel's dead.
That's the point.
Oh, okay. So I'm replacing him.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can be...
I'm sort of tall and I'm not bald, but, you know.
Anyway, we're thinking, at least the way I want to go, is to have a open dialogue about films and filmmaking and be able to communicate it with you guys. I think that it's going to be exciting. I think you'll have your opinion, I'll have my opinion, we're going to clash a lot of times. But that's the beauty, and I think that was the beauty when I was growing up. That was the beauty that I saw in Siskel and Ebert, is because I could see the tension even as a child growing up.
They wanted to break each other's thumbs off.
Oh yeah. And now you can go on YouTube, and you can download kind of the outtakes, and you can see some of those fights.
I used to watch the show. It was on some sort of basic cable kind of channel. I don't remember.
It was on television.
Yeah,
it was on.
Well, it was you had to I had an old, dial TV, and I had to flip it to 2.7 or something on my TV. Yeah. I don't know what frequency that was.
The old days of
it was a UHF thing.
I understand. Yeah. It's but that's what I would like to do. I know we may bring other people in, to sit in on these films. But I think it's unique because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but I'll get stopped, whether it's at work or just out in the streets, and people will ask me, you know, have you seen this movie? Or they send me a message, what movie should I see? So I think if we can creatively put together a podcast where we review things, not just at the movies, but also what's hot on Netflix or Amazon or just coming on television. That way we can give people an idea of what we like. Because chances are we like, they may like too, or not in some cases. So that's something that I have in mind. One of the things that bothers me the most, I don't know, do you have Amazon or Netflix?
I had Netflix. I got rid of it. I also had Hulu, and I got rid of that too. So I'm not really in like a subscription sort of mood, but I also have been going to the movies a lot more. So,
got you. So with one of the things with Netflix, and I can spend a half hour just scrolling looking for a movie.
Part of that is just looking
for a movie. This drives me crazy.
And then you end up just watching an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000 instead of watching a real movie.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times what I'll do now is I'll pick a show to watch.
Yeah.
I'll watch, you know, a half hour show or an hour television show, and I'll watch that instead of trying to, you know.
What do you think about this sort of like era of binge watching that we have now, where we have like three seasons queued up in Netflix and you just sort of go through them in a couple of weeks, and then you're just left wanting so much more? And for some reason, I think, like, you know, the pacing is what lets you sort of digest these series better.
It's horrible because I think it's just brain overload. And I've been having that with a lot of television shows lately because you see so much. And I think there's only so much that your brain can take. Like lately I've been watching The Shield. I went back in time.
It's an amazing series.
You saw it.
I watched it while it was going on. My brother was like a big fan of it too, so we just would watch it a lot.
We agree. This is breaking ground. The Shield is something that I watch, and I watch one or two episodes, but I think it's overloading your brain to have that much drama.
Yeah.
And it just, you have to be careful whether you're watching that or watching Lost or whatever. But I have the same problem with a show that I think everyone is going crazy about, and that's The Walking Dead. It first came out, and everyone was going crazy about this show. Great show, but I'm going to give it up just for the fact that I think my brain is in overload with how many people you can smash in the face.
Yeah, and that's honestly a little bit of a problem I have with the show myself, is that, and I don't want to come off as a comic book nerd here too much, but the original,
God forbid,
the original series that is based on the comic isn't, like, you really don't see them many zombies, and it depends on what issue, but like it's more about the drama between the people, and it seems like the producers on the TV show, as good as it's written and directed and everything, I feel like there's sort of you have to have a zombie scene in every episode, and it feels very tacked on sometimes. And, I mean, I love the show. I don't really watch it anymore either. And there's sort of similar reasons, I'm guessing, as yours.
Yes. My whole thing with it is, again, what's the end game? What is the end game? What is their goal? Are they trying to get off the island? Are they trying to get out of the prison? Where are they going? They're not doing anything but killing.
The original, like, pitch for the whole series was, what happens at the end of a zombie movie? The people who survive. How do they keep surviving? And that's sort of what it is. But it's also sort of, how horrible can people be to each other while there's like a Holocaust going on just outside their borders?
And I'm glad you said that, because that's another thing. If the shit hits the fan, you're not going to be well-groomed. You're not going to be wearing nice clothing. Now, they get a little dirty and they get a little bloody, but
they grow beards.
Yeah, but Yeah,
beard is that's the universal symbol for shit's getting bad.
Do you see what happens in Maryland when they lose power? Every time there's
5 minutes later, everybody's got a beard.
Yeah, everyone goes out of their mind.
The hobos have like 10 beards.
It's insane. I find it a little bit much because there's no end game, and I really don't see why I should sit there week after week after week. I mean, what is that doing to us? Just as a person, by looking at that much bloodshed and gore. Now, I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, you know, anti this, anti that. I like a good killing and a neck biting, just like anyone else.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that people want it because they like it. I think it, you know, you want it because first there's, you know, I don't think there's any proven link between any of that stuff. So like, I don't like people who like sort of try and push that on, you know, when there are plenty of other very good proven reasons why people are violent or desensitized or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure this doesn't help. Just for the fact, with me anyway, I'm speaking on my opinion, and just as a creative, artistic point of view, there's no real point for it to go 8, 10, 12 seasons to celebrate if it goes into syndication. I mean, what's the point?
I agree. And they've said, they've asked the same thing about the comic too. Like, you know, when does it end? Because they're all just ongoing. Like, the TV show is an ongoing series. It's not a miniseries.
And then the zombies are just like, they're walking around like the mummy. They're like slow. And I see this new movie coming out. What is it with Brad Pitt?
Oh, World War Z.
Yeah.
Which is based on one of like the best zombie books out there. And it's a shame what they're doing. That's just disgusting. That's not zombie to me.
Really? You want them to be slow?
Yeah, I would. A Romero type zombie. I'm sorry if I'm a zombie purist.
That's because they didn't have skills back then.
They
didn't have,
it's the tension.
So the mummy comes walking at you. You're really, believable.
When you're backed into a corner and something is moving slowly towards you, there's so much more tension and horror. No, what if you can't run? What if you can't run, but it's still slowly moving towards you, and it takes him like an hour to get to you and kill you? You're freaked out for a whole hour while you're while the zombie's attacking you.
That's torture.
Yeah, zombies could be torture, I guess. Zombies probably wouldn't be approved by the Geneva Convention. I agree.
My point is that I think it's a little bit overkill for it to go on season after season. I've said that three times so far.
Listen, the zombies are just like they're like a natural disaster. There's something that you can prevent if you just work at it. But the people are the real monsters.
That's true.
What it's trying to teach you.
What it's trying to teach
you.
Understood.
That's the message of the series.
Yeah, no, it's true. It brings out what brings out
zombies
the worst
can't help it. The people can choose, you know, their moral values and stuff.
Yeah, but what are you going to do
terrible.
If your back's at the wall? I mean, what are you going to do? Kill or be killed?
Well, I guess you got some, and that's what the series is teaching you about yourself, man. Think about that.
Yeah, but that's now you're taking more of a hypothetical situation and you're putting it into reality. And reality is there's zombies out there right now. But
of course, man.
But,
just take some bath salts and join the horde.
This is true. This is a whole nother discussion. I think we could talk about that for hours. My point is I'd rather go in, get my fix, a 2-hour fix in the movie, zombie movie called again?
World War Z. World War Z, now.
Yeah. Well, I can't even remember the title. Watch Brad Pitt run around and kill zombies, and then done.
Only
I don't
he can
worry
do it,
about
I believe.
But, you know, 3-4 seasons of it, you know, season of it.
Oh, it's going to keep going. I mean, it's so popular, it will never go off the air, and it's a shame because, like, they also have Mad Men, which I think at this point is their lowest rated show. Behind Walking Dead and Breaking Bad on AMC. And, like, Mad Men is only going on because the people at the station want it to go on. It definitely doesn't have the viewers to go on.
I watch Mad Men, and I like Mad Men. I've got some issues here and there with Mad Men, but it's kind of funny to kind of...
I mean, there's some anachronism to it. Like, it's definitely stuff out of place, but, yeah.
I don't even know if it's a guilty pleasure. I just watch it because it's on. Another show, I don't know if you turned me on to it or not, and I think we talked about it a little bit, was the show Homeland.
Oh, yeah, Abu Nazir, man.
Yeah, it's very powerful show, but I got issues with that, and I think
it's pretty absurd, which is why I kind of like it. If it was trying to be realistic and made all these assertions about Arab people, I probably would be a little offended, but I think it sort of makes light of it, but also keeps it serious, sort of like, I guess you're going to say, 24.
I usually, for some reason, the way my mind works, I usually keep the politics out of it. Like, I can talk Mad Men. There's no black people in Mad Men. I mean, what the hell is that? It's like,
First off, there's a ton of black people. Yeah. There's a whole, like, the whole season where they talk about 1964 in Alabama.
It's
a pretty big deal for, like, that whole, there's a guy in one of the offices in Madison Avenue who dropped a paper bag on, like, a bunch of black people protesting, and they march up to the, in this, like, really sort of emotional scene, they march up to the office building, and the dude's soaked, and he's like, what are you doing?
What's his name?
What?
The character.
Oh, these were just like no-name characters.
They were no-name. So my point is, the point I'm trying to
make... Even the people who dropped the water balloon were no-name people.
I mean,
it was a made-up company.
It's a whole thing. But that's not my point.
I know.
My point
is... I thought
is,
they did it well, whatever. I guess I'm not really able to talk about it.
Yeah. My point is more geared towards I forgot what I was talking about. Why was
you're talking about you know what? You're you know I don't remember anymore because you argued against my point of realism and then you shouldn't have argued against my
24.
Point.
That's what we were talking about. I was leading the politics of this. See what happens, man, when you get political.
I didn't.
It gets all crazy.
I just tried to defend Mad Men.
Brandon had a political podcast, which was excellent too.
There were two episodes, I believe, with my excellent friend Patrick.
Yeah, they were great. He actually turned me on to podcasting. Got me.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla podcast.
Yep, probably my favorite podcast that I listen to daily, without a shout. I wake up every morning. It's the first thing I do is download that. And when I'm sitting in traffic in Northern Virginia, which sucks hell.
Podcasts are great for that.
Yes,
yeah.
It's perfect.
I've been listening to that guy since Loveline when I was 14 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to listen to all these personalities and to have... I haven't forgot about 24, by the way.
Okay. We'll come back to that. You're trying to thought.
To give you, to have free reign, and that's one of the reasons why I really want to get in and try this form. It's a frontier that I still believe is new.
Definitely. I mean, like, if it's not older than, 20 years, it's new, I think.
It's amazing to when I'm listening to a podcast, they're in my ear and they have my full attention. Even if I stop it. And I stop for 20 minutes or whatever and do something. I come back. It just picks up. You can pick up whenever you want.
Right.
I enjoy that.
On-demand radio for free.
It's free. Yeah. Free entertainment. And they get in your ear and you learn some stuff. Some of it you don't learn so much. But it's a fun listen. And that's what I'm asking here. I'm asking you guys to give us a listen. And also, if there's something, a subject that you'd like for us to talk about, a movie you'd like us to review, shoot us a message. We've got the Facebook page up right now. Hopefully in the next couple few weeks, I'll have the website up. We'll have the Twitter page up and other ways that you can knock on our door and ask us something.
Yeah. And NPR is in their membership drive. So you're either going to listen to us, or you're going to listen to a bunch of losers beg for money. So,
well, we may ask for some money too.
Let's not close that door. We'll ask for it at a different time, though, all right? Not at the same time.
Yeah.
We're not going to screw you like that.
Let's get back to 24 just for a second. I do want to hit on this subject. Because I have a problem with shows like Homeland that it's basically...
It's too good. Too entertaining.
It is a good show.
Too exciting.
It is.
Too much Claire Danes.
But it's also...
Those are all things that nobody has ever said.
It's also too much 24. It is 24.
No. Kiefer Sutherland is a daddy's boy who wants to pretend that he's a good torturer, I guess. I don't know. No,
but with the whole idea, the concept...
They romanticize torture.
Despite your
show.
Personal problems with Kiefer Sutherland...
I have no problems with him. He can drunkenly fight a Christmas tree whenever he wants.
I know Claire Danes. She's definitely...
She's amazing.
Yes. She's better to look at. And they have a little bit more freedom to do things. Like, you can see titties, boobies, whatever you want to call them.
And they have the guy from Band of Brothers.
And I enjoy it. Well, I like titties and boobies. I wish I could remember that. Band of Brothers.
Because I'm a real man. Real men like Band of Brothers.
Yes. All right.
Four guys in the army. It's marching around
and
shit.
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
You enjoy it. I like boobies.
All right. There we go.
I like titties.
You do see some Claire Danes titties, yeah.
You do it toward, but the other one, the wife.
Oh, the woman who played Inara on Firefly. That's the only reason I can remember.
I follow her on Twitter. But then that's unrealistic to me, too. When I pair this couple up, she was gone. And if this is a spoiler alert to anyone, he was gone, captured for 8 years or something.
Oh.
And then he comes back. And expects everything to be, I don't know. I mean,
think you're not going to be freaked out by that too? Of course, he didn't. I don't think he expected anything to be the same because he wasn't the same.
He wasn't. Brody. He's off his hook. Brody, I haven't seen season two yet.
Oh, it starts off in sort
what
of a
the hell are you gonna
a
tell
mid-feud.
Me?
Well, it's very weird. It's such a weird season. Almost jumped the shark a little bit. Yeah, but I liked it a lot.
Imagine that. It jumped a shark a few times in the season because just like I said, she's hot.
Yeah,
and that's
the first season. It did a little bit. Yeah.
That's another problem I have. How is it that all these TV shows have hot chicks as their wives or girlfriends?
Well, she's an interesting person, too, because, like, you know, she's been an actress since, you know, she was a little kid. And you can never predict that they're going to be that good-looking when they're older actresses.
If you go to the CIA, they're going to be that hot.
Oh, you're talking about the... I was just saying, like, how amazing it is that, like, you know, she grew up as an actress and, like, you know, and she's still amazing.
I don't know.
I'm always amazed by those people that can do that from childhood to, like, adulthood.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes, good, yeah.
Okay. Yes, she is amazing. I think that she was the best thing in Terminator 3.
God, yeah. Hell yeah.
Did you think so?
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like the ending of that movie, actually.
I love
the
ending.
It was like a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of scenario, and I like that kind of choice. And it was surprising because I expected the movie to be terrible.
Yeah, no, it wasn't great. I mean, you know,
it wasn't amazing. The acting was terrible.
CGI of Arnold and
Connors was a little bitch, but I guess he was sort of like that
Nick
in Terminator
Stahl.
2. Yeah,
Nick Stahl. Yeah, he
was that the actor.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Not, yeah,
I don't remember.
Not a good day. But in the world of Terminator films, I you know, it's Terminator.
Are they going to keep making more after the terrible Christian Bale one?
That wasn't that good. It was a filler.
Let's show the beginning of the war, but we've also already explained what happens in the beginning, so why show it?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna. And who was the director? Mick G.
I don't remember. I just remember they were riding the hype of Batman Begins by having Christian Bale in it because he was like a huge star again, and it was a flop.
Yeah, it didn't do anything. Well, they're missing Cameron. So
yeah.
if you brought James Cameron back into that,
that's true.
Put him back.
Well, that doesn't always, like, bringing him back into those old films don't always make him good. Like, you know,
Star Wars.
I was thinking, whoa, oh man, that's scary. I'm thinking of something you could prove, like Prometheus. Like, you know, you get.
I like Prometheus.
Yeah, I mean, as an alien movie, it just felt stupid.
I think,
but I guess it wasn't, we were all told it wasn't, but
they
we still wanted it to be.
I think they went overkill on the marketing of Prometheus. I think that
they had that fake TED Talk. With Guy Pearce, I thought that was really cool, but overall, it didn't really add anything.
Yeah, I think that they just went overkill, and they were great. Trailers that they put up.
Yeah,
but
it made it look 50. A lot more interesting than it ended up being. And there were some some holes of like logic in the movie too, that didn't hold up for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they make another one of those, I think he'll come at it a different way. But yeah, sometimes the marketing can be overkill or can, you know, screw things up like, you know, John Carter, for instance.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies, actually, last year.
God.
I think we talked about this.
I don't even know why this guy's on the podcast.
But,
just saying that.
But one, it's a classic series by the same guy who wrote Tarzan. It's incredibly influential on, like, the science fiction genre. He wrote... I don't know how many novels. I've only read a few of them. Queen of Mars, Deja Thoris. It isn't even about John Carter halfway through the series. He stops being the main character.
Yeah, I've heard.
But like this, the book is called John Carter of Mars. For some reason, Disney thought it would be a good idea to call it John Carter, not really advertise that he gets to Mars, and make it look like it's a Civil War movie or something.
And that's where the problem lies. You said it. Disney.
Yeah. Disney.
So.
Well, that you know, the guy who was in charge of that marketing, I believe he got fired. Not immediately after, but a little while after, like, Disney sort of making all these, like, acquisitions of Marvel Studios and everything.
And that's my problem. That's something that worries me about the Star Wars franchise being handed over. And not so much handed over. It was handed over for a nice chunk of change to George Lucas. How much did he get for that?
God. I wish I could remember. We need to start putting notes down for when you want to bring up like a reference like that.
Regardless,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. It was a lot of money. He got the money, and it's handed over. And now we're getting flooded with this rumor and that rumor, and this
and a lot of confirmed stuff too.
Yep.
You have the writer from Toy Story 3 basically working on the first movie, I think, and then the next two are going to have the person who wrote Empire, I believe.
Maybe we can get the director from Empire.
I wonder.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So
that's why he asked that.
He was supposed to...
I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he's dead. What's his name? Lawrence. And is it Lawrence or something like that? What's his name? Can you look that up? Empire? Fire, follow it for us, please. We'll get that information.
yeah, okay.
We're gonna
the internet.
Yeah, we need to
source it out.
People.
I don't
that's
know.
That's right. Hit the internet. Empire Strikes Back, director.
But you have J.J. Abrams in on the project, and I think that's...
I don't have a problem with...
A lot of lens flare.
Yeah.
Is the joke that's been made a million times already.
Yeah, forget about it. I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about...
You wouldn't even be able to stare at C-3PO.
I'm more worried about the...
Irving Kirshner.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right.
Rest in peace. Let's pour a little liquor out for him. Yep, that's him.
Yeah, 40.
For
my homeboy.
Yeah. Is he, how's he your homeboy?
He's not my... Oh, yeah.
What? No, I don't know.
He's probably... You know, he knew... He was tight with Frank Oz, and, you know, Frank Oz is one of my homeboys.
How was Frank Oz your homeboy? Did you work in the field?
Yeah. Well, I grew up with Sesame Street. I feel like we have a kindred.
Got you.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Tied it all back to me.
You got a lot of boys. What's this guy talking about?
And him, and, you know, he did the voice of Miss Piggy and Yoda. It's my boy.
He did, actually. He was in Trading Places also.
He also directed quite a few movies. He even
directed
one. So we're
going to keep going around this merry-go-round. So
I want Marlon Brando. He directed Marlon Brando. All right, I'm done.
All right. So I'm worried about Disney just totally taking Star Wars, and it's a Star Wars movie about the Ewoks, Star Wars movie about Wookiees.
Oh, first off, you know they're going to bring back the Ewok series. You know, and LucasArts did that. You know, it's not fair to say that Disney will bring it back and that'll be bad, because I think it was going to get brought back no matter what. They're going to try and get little kids into the series. And when I was a little kid, I loved that stuff.
I didn't.
I know you did. Listen, now I know it's crap, but like back then it looked good.
Star Wars was a huge part, and you guys will learn over time. You know, if you think I'm cool, I'm not that cool, because I'm a super Star Wars nerd.
Did you get into any of the extended universe stuff?
I tried a little bit, but I kept stuck to the core, and I think there's enough there is. That you can focus on. Do you need to have a Yoda movie or a Han Solo movie? Do I like the idea of having a Yoda or Han Solo movie?
The novels are really... They were really fun when I was a kid. I don't read them as much anymore. But once in a while, I want a trashy novel. I won't read like a Harlequin crap novel. I'll read like a Star Wars novel.
Yeah, but I'm talking about films. Do you need to see a Star Wars film about Han Solo? I like Han Solo, but I mean...
Well, I think the one that Wes Anderson wants to direct... Yeah. That was the last time I heard about that was he was like, I need to direct that movie. And I'm like, I would probably watch it, but I don't know if it would be that great.
Isn't it based on samurais or something?
Mm? Is it? Oh, I don't know any more about it. I just knew that they announced it. And that right it's before too much. They announced,
If you're going to do episode, yeah. If you're going to do and we're going to talk about this 1,000 times, believe you me.
Episodes 7, 8, 9?
That's fine. Okay, if you release them in the order they were released... In the beginning, you put a 2-year gap, 2 to 3 year gap. That's plenty of time to make toys and lightsabers and blasters.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever
definitely
else
don't do them every 6 months or something like Harry Potter or Twilight.
There's no need to explore anything else. This is going to last, you know, should you have children, it'll last into their lifetime and their children's
and
life.
Then the re-release.
That's it.
Holograms added to it by the time that those come out.
And I'm fine with that. Where I'm not fine with it is I don't even know if I'm big on 3D.
You might not be big on it, but I don't think this is like the 70s. It's not like a gimmick anymore. It's just there because they can do it easily.
And someone said to me, they said that, and I have an 11-year-old son, they said our children are going to, they grow up on it, so that's all they know is 3D.
Yeah.
And that sucks because, you know.
At least it's giving them a reason to actually charge more for movies. We're no longer getting like $12 tickets and we're not getting anything more for it. Now the $10 ticket is not 3D and then like the $12 ticket is 3D.
You know they have the 3D, but they have the movie theater. I think there's one not far from here that the seats move. I forget what the
called. I remember they had something like that for Fast and Furious. They tried to market that at one of the theaters near here.
That's
it was
coming
terrible.
Out.
No, not the Fast and Furious 5, I guess. Whatever the
6
last
is coming
one was.
Out.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
I don't care.
You don't like Vin Diesel?
No.
You're a Paul Walker guy, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of Pitch Black. I kind of dug Chronicles of Riddick, even though it was really panned.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the next Riddick movie. And it's just weirdly, I like that series.
Isn't that a comic?
It was at some point, but it's not based on that. It was just an idea conceived for the movie Pitch Black, and the character sort of took off. They wanted to do a trilogy, but the first movie of the trilogy flopped so badly, they canceled it.
Vin Diesel.
No, I mean, he's clearly not a good actor. But that series is so interesting to me. I like a lot of the stuff. I even like his character, even though he can't act. Somehow it's sort of like when you get Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, it works.
He just has, yes, and Keanu has good...
You don't need emotion. You just need to sort of have that presence.
Yes, they have great screen... That's what I was going to say. They have great screen presence. And I think that's...
They can't deliver a line or shit, but, you know, the presence is amazing.
That's what you want, though. Yeah. That's a movie star. A star is something you look at. It's a look. It's an object.
I guess, yeah.
You know? But now we're so involved with our celebrities where we have this news cycle and we're able to punch something up on YouTube so we can get into their lives and actually see what they're doing.
I guess I just miss like the Fred Astaire era film that I never actually lived through where people were actually talented and could dance and also were handsome.
They did everything. And you're right. You're right about that. That was an era where, and I think they do that with some artists.
There are some people,
Hugh Jackman.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. He can sing, he can dance.
I like Hugh
He can kind of do everything, and it's weird that he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. He should be getting an Oscar every year.
I hope this is recording.
I loved Les Mis. I'm just going to say that right now.
I didn't.
There we go.
There were parts I wanted to love it. Like, I saw the version before that with, I think, was Claire Danes in that?
Claire Danes was no, I don't know. I never, I didn't. Was, I remember that one coming out. I never saw it.
It was. I can't remember who.
This one was a lot more operatic.
I liked parts of it, and I wanted to love it. I love the look. Hugh Jackman was phenomenal. This guy Russell Crowe, though, I think he killed the movie. I think he was.
He really blew it out his ass. I agree.
Not sing.
Well, I don't think he couldn't sing. I think he was trying to.
Why didn't
he was trying to sort of copy the part as it's been done before? If you've ever seen it, like on Broadway or anything, and it. It was terrible.
Huh?
It came out in 98.
Claire Danes was in it, right? Yeah, I saw that one. And I liked that one a lot. I used to work in a video store, believe it or not. I was a video store clerk. No, it was actually Video Warehouse.
Oh.
And that was like Northern Virginia's version of Block Take on Blockbuster.
There was also Aaron's, I think, was another local one.
Never heard of Aaron's.
Oh, okay.
What was that, porn?
Yeah, you know, it closed down. Probably mostly porn, yeah. My mom took me there.
Really?
Just to get local, yeah. It was just the one in the local Burke Shopping Center.
Porn's really, really taken on a new high, I guess. I mean, it's pretty accessible. You go back in the day when it was, what, all film and then videotape?
Yeah, stag films that you had, like, in Porky's. You had to set up the reel and then, like a sheet on the wall.
And then magazines.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't live through that era.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess I was at the end of the magazine era. That's where I was born. Yeah.
I've seen this guy looking at it on his phone sometimes. You know, see his collection.
That's true. Hey, man, there's no logins. But I heard about that guy who some lady tried to sue him for looking at it on the bus, and she was shot down. It's freedom of speech.
It's very accessible, and I think that you have a good point right there, too, because it's something that I think that kids are growing up on, being able to access this. And
yeah, kids accessed it before.
Yeah. But
traded like dirty magazines on the playground or something.
It was magazine trading. Yes, I've heard of this. I did not know
you
this.
You didn't know? Yeah, like a friend of mine would bring one in like in their backpack.
Cards.
They'd bring it in their backpack and say, guess what I got in my backpack?
Amazing.
And you'd immediately know what he had.
I didn't know about magazines until...
Not Pokemon cards.
I was pretty old and I was introduced. I was working for the government.
Of course.
The guys would be on break, and they'd go in the bathroom. We used to play this game when someone's in the bathroom, and they're sitting down. We'd bang on the door really hard to scare
them.
Yeah,
that's just a normal game.
Yeah, boom, and wait. Yeah, I do. I think I've done it.
You do it here?
Yeah. So,
people already know about that? It's not something you used to do.
But these guys would have stacks of magazines. One day, I just went in, and no one was in there, so I was waiting for someone to do it to me, and I looked down, and it's a stack of magazines, filth. I mean, my old man, he used to have... Like
See, I don't
Playboy.
Like the term filth, you know, for because it's beautiful, and it's kind of upsetting that people have to go and degrade it. No,
this was
filth. This was literally filth.
It was very foul.
Very bad stuff. Yeah. Okay. No.
In a lot of ways, I wish I'd never seen it. Yeah, because...
Learned a lot about your body that day?
Yeah, you know, anal beads and stuff like that. Like, who knew? I had no idea.
You didn't know. You didn't know.
I know. I still don't.
My generation, we grew up with that. We don't know a world without anal beads.
Wow. That's something. That's something to be proud of, Brandon.
Yeah. There was actually a really awkward moment. Do you ever watch the show Girls?
I do not watch the show Girls.
It's about people around my age, like from like 22 to like 27 year old range, and they're all clearly horrible hipsters with really boring lives, but they all think they're really interesting. And for some reason, that makes a really good show. But they're talking one time at the dinner table, like, they're all having a stupid, like, adult style, you know, quote unquote, like, dinner, and she's hosting it, and she's acting so adult, and they suddenly just start talking about, like, sexuality, and then they get into butt plugs.
Hmm.
And one of the characters just says, "What is a butt plug?" And they all just look at her, this little Jewish American princess girl, Shoshana, and they think that she is, like, it's absurd that she didn't know what it is. And I'm like, that's a really well done scene, because it is, it makes them all look horrible for just sort of deriding her for not knowing what a butt plug is. It's very interesting.
But what is it? What, I mean, would you just, well, just plug your butt?
Yeah, you know, it's for, I guess, for a guy to stimulate his prostate.
Oh, yeah. I think I know this one. Yeah. And I mean, yeah.
But they act like every guy wants it. And it's like,
no, guys,
first off,
I
don't think I've ever asked for that.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday.
I don't think I want that.
It's funny you brought that up, speaking of that.
It's a good commentary. That was my point.
No, it's a good point, because it goes into
divide.
What I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we were talking about the same subject. Like, some people believe that you enjoy things like that.
Yeah.
Men do.
And women will just assume it.
I don't like anything, really. Certain things I like, there's certain things I don't like, and you know, I don't want a butt plug.
No. Every guy's desire is like a snowflake. I think I could make, like, a Hallmark card about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, anyway. That's porn, ladies and gentlemen. That's porn. That's
a good
day
riff
in the life.
Riff on porn.
I don't know. What else? What else do you think? What else is going on? Anything?
No, I don't know.
A lot of work. We're trying to get this produce this and get this
off the ground, yeah.
Get the hang of it and maybe come up with
some. It's not my first rodeo. This is my third podcast that I've tried to produce, you know.
He's been around the block.
Not with a real partner before, usually with people that, you know, didn't really care as much.
I just need someone to show up, you know what I mean? I was prepared for you not to show up.
I know you were.
Not a big deal. I would have talked by myself and played some music. I definitely plan on playing music, some hip hop, what type of music do you like?
I like hip hop.
Good.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist?
Currently? I would say Tyler, the Creator from Odd Future Wolfgang, Kill Them All.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do
you like him?
I've not heard of him.
He's pretty amazing. It's sort of like a new sort of age of, like, very young rappers that come out of
LA.
Him. Yeah.
I see you post a lot of eclectic, wide range of music online.
I like
online,
a lot, yeah. I've been told that I have a very wide range
of
musical taste.
Well, it's good. And like I said, this is my point of this also, is kind of expand and link up with other people with similar minds that aren't afraid to listen and try different things. Like anal beads.
No, I won't be trying those, though.
Good. That's good to know.
I think Howard Stern has that whole market covered, so I think we'd just be treading old water.
I haven't listened to him in a long time.
Who has? Now you have to pay for satellite radio to get him. He's got a whole network.
I don't want
to
do that.
But, like, it's on satellite radio. Who cares?
There's certain guys that I listen to, and I think they have podcasts.
Yeah,
and they're on
satellite.
That's
exactly, like, I'll just listen to a podcast now, and those are free,
yep.
And screw you, Howard Stern.
And that's my point about this, too.
Well, even though, like, I love him, he's amazing. He's a god who, like, sort of reinvented what radio is, but...
But you can do it, too.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, me and you can just get together, get a few mics,
I could be your Robin, but I probably would talk a lot less than her.
Right. Yeah. What's he talking about? Crickets.
Yeah.
I think anyone can do what they're doing, and that's what brought us here, is the fact that, you know, I listen to all this podcast. There's some great ones out there, and it's something that after a year I'm a baby in it, after a year of listening to them, I was like, I can do that. I think I've got something to say.
You got opinions about stuff?
And they're not bad. I mean, usually it's just, like I said, it's more of an extension of anything, anyone that follows me on Twitter, anyone that follows me on Facebook, even in real life. Not that that's not real life. I guess it's a part of real life. But
IRL,
there are a lot of people that post weird things that I wonder. A lot of the preachy and Jesus freaks and stuff like that. And I know them in real life, and they're not anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of family that are like that, too. I'll get an email about Mexicans digging under the border to, like, hustle, like,
insane.
You know, Arabs or something.
It drives me crazy.
No, come on. You can't believe this. And he's like, no, I saw it. I saw it on Fox News.
I know women that post scripture every day, and I know this is not the same woman. It isn't.
It's not the same. Oh, you're not the same woman who's following Jesus' teachings.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. But I mean, I guess everybody has to have something, and like us, whether it's film or TV or whatever.
Y'all pray to something.
I pretty much, American Riddle's going to tell it like it is. I mean, whatever's on our mind, whatever we want to say, that's the point. That's the point of the show.
Drop some knowledge on you.
Yeah, a little science doesn't hurt anyone, I always say.
Yeah.
So
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy is amazing. Did you listen to that? He recently did a podcast that I talked about, and I don't mind.
Well, I like his podcast, but yeah.
I've listened to it, but he did one with Rogan recently, which was amazing. It was about Rogan goes...
A lot of people don't like Joe Rogan, and I found this out recently. I didn't know that.
They don't. That's because I think he talks a lot about expanding his mind through various ways.
Yeah.
Meaning, like mushrooms.
Like
and,
those weird, like, sort of God drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
What, like the idea of like taking LSD and seeing God?
I've never done that. I've done a lot of things in my life, but I've never done LSD or anything like that. I don't know if I can handle stuff like that. Like sometimes I can't handle sugar.
Yeah.
Caffeine. There's a
we take plenty of drugs throughout the day anyway, you know, without, you know, the illicit ones. Although
sometimes
they're plenty good. Sometimes
I can't handle
good.
Humans, you know. So
that's true.
There's a lot of
the
things.
Drug of life.
Exactly.
It's
love.
It's an opiate.
Love
yeah.
is a tough drug. It's,
yeah, sure.
How about you? You in love?
Yeah, I know about love. I know about love.
How's that lady friend of yours?
Lady friend? Oh, I don't have a lady friend currently. No.
No.
I go in and out of those things for a while. Yeah.
Huh?
Well, smooth. You know, I would call it defensive, but
yeah, that's probably the biggest drug. Love. That's something else we could talk to.
You need a prescription. I don't know. We're just layering on the metaphor. I don't really know what we're talking about anymore.
We're just rambling.
Yeah,
that's all. My point at the end was just to kind of wrap it up, and let you guys know out there that we're gonna talk about various subjects, whether it's love, anal beads, stuff that Brandon
none of
seems
to. Those are my expert areas. If we're talking about anything else, don't even invite me.
Comics. We may even talk about comics.
I'm a very big comics connoisseur. Yeah, I can do that.
I know nothing about comics. Nothing.
Go to conventions, cosplay, the whole shebang.
Yeah, I've never been. But we will talk about a wide range of things. And again, I think that if you, the listener, want to be a part of this journey, definitely shoot us a tweet or hit us up on Facebook at American Riddle. Like I said, I will be in touch, and I will let you know what the Twitter handle is. Soon, and website to follow, and we'll have an opportunity to get in contact with us. Hopefully,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we'll get to get some followers. That's gonna, and hopefully, this thing's recording. I really hope it is.
It's good that we don't know.
Yeah,
I think
we'll have to do it all over again. But I think that's all I have for this podcast,
right.
And that's number one under our belt.
It's a good test.
I think so.
Yeah, good pilot. And all right,
I'm glad you came out. So thanks, you guys, for listening. Definitely tune in for the next one, and I think we're going to figure out a movie or something like that we can review and turn you on to, and see what's next.
Maybe Die Hard. Maybe the new Die Hard.
Ah, the Die Hard series.
Got to see that still.
I'd love to talk about the Die Hard series.
The whole series.
And the new one also.
Yeah.
So with that, we will see you next time.
Yeah, see you.